Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Five guys talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Sanjay Gupta is going to join those talking S guys a little later on. Also, Mina Savari. Talented, beautiful Mina Savari. She will be on the program later, too. Nick will be here. Yeah, I have no adjectives for Nick.
Half shot.
Half shot Nick, that's right. Halfway through to just walking around and spitting on people.
All right. Yeah. More of the players that had Tommy Lasorda in our Deadpool include Big Dirty Sally.
Big Dirty Sally.
Big P's Little P. Big Slim. You know halfway in.
You know that girl or guy that use that name, Puss?
Not that I'm aware of.
Right.
No relation.
Big Trouble in Little Undies.
That's a good name. Yeah.
Bitcoin Syphilis gets a hit. Bizkit's Got Puppy Poops gets a hit.
That's kind of weird.
As does Bloody Dingleberry. That's not weird.
No. I'm used to, I heard that name before. That's why it doesn't shock me anymore.
Can't say that one. Not going to say that one. Boner Beavers. And the Bono Brandt Ski School gets a hit.
Oh, wow. That's new. And that's good.
Yeah. Get a hold of Chaz. Clever. Get a hold of Chaz if you can ever invest in that.
Him?
Him.
Oh, sorry, him, right?
Yeah, Chaz is a him.
Yes.
Get your pronouns right.
The Bono. Yeah, and his name's first. He's more famous, and he's dead.
Well, he went first.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his injuries were
a little worse.
A little more severe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little more, right?
Study finds that a beard can help boost sales, not the kind of beard that Puss has.
And we call that a wife.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're talking facial hair.
Right.
Yeah, researchers at the University of Texas at San Antonio conducted five studies to test the power of facial hair.
The power of the beard.
The studies examined the beard's effect on a customer's perception of expertise, trustworthiness, the likelihood of sales, and service satisfaction. The scientists conclude that in a sales or service role where expertise and trust are crucial to converting sales, men are well served to wear a beard.
You know, the weird thing about beards are, I don't think in this day and age it should be, you should be able to, in any line of work, you should be able to look the way you want to. I've always said that. I always hate when they picked on people that they thought had long hair, you know, in business, and obviously it's just stupid.
But don't get a neck tattoo.
No, don't do that. I get that. I mean, you're right. But we haven't had a president with a beard in probably 100 years. And it's weird because a lot of these congressmen now are just growing beards. You notice that. Even before COVID, you'd see a congressman with a beard because they're allowed to, because they're just regular guys with a regular job. Well, not regular job, they're congressmen.
Right.
But when do you think that will stop?
When America demands? You think America still demands a clean-shaven president?
I think there's still a bunch of, we don't demand any smart president for sure, so what's the damn difference, you know?
But apparently they have to look the part.
But it's weird though. You're seeing more congressmen with beards now.
According to this list, the last president that sported any facial hair was Truman.
He had a mustache.
Mustache.
Yeah. Okay. He had a mustache, not a beard.
No, they credit him with a beard at some point here in this list.
Yeah. Might have been like a
When I get the visual of Harry Truman, I don't see a beard.
No. But before that, it was Taft.
Right.
And you're talking 1909. I mean, that was right. over 100 years
right,
ago.
Right.
Well, Harry'd clean up for a photo.
Yeah, he did. Totally.
Sure.
But before that, a bunch of them, you know.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Teddy Roosevelt, right. Grover Cleveland, Benjamin Harrison, Chester A. Arthur. I mean, they all rocked something.
And even back in the day when you could just wear a mustache, and that was for years, you could just wear a mustache. You didn't see a president just with a mustache either.
Nah. No. Martin Van Buren's sideburns are ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, they had some good ones.
Those big, bushy sideburns that stuck out like 6 inches.
He did.
That's a daring look. I want somebody to bring that back.
That was 1800, wasn't it? Maybe before 1800.
1782. His presidency was 1837, 1841.
Which is crazy. We had a guy with a comb over and a spray tan every day.
Yeah, but
and a beard? No.
He didn't have a beard, so he looked trustworthy.
Oh, he looked like a clown.
Well, the opposite is true.
Yeah.
The beards make one appear more trustworthy.
That's what I mean.
I disagree.
I totally agree with that.
Like big bushy beards. Some of them look kind of out of control. Some of them look like you should be up reality show in Alaska.
All depends. Still comes out what comes out of your mouth. You know.
Because I know I read chicks love beards, but they prefer like heavy stubble. On a guy, not a big bushy.
Our chicks beard. Don't like beards either. They're chicks that they're all over the board. Women are when it comes to beards. I remember I had a beard. Like, I remember two or three girls I used to hang out with when I first started seeing them. I was the first guy they ever kissed with a beard.
Anybody ever ask you to shave it?
No, they all liked it. Everybody I ever dated liked a beard. My son's got a full beard. He's 16.
Screw that kid.
You know, he's got a girlfriend. I'm thinking he's got a full beard.
See,
I mean, it's not a phony 16-year-old beard. It's not a stoner stash. You've seen it. It's a full, thick beard.
Yeah, he had the stoner stash when he was 11.
When he was 11, right. Yeah.
Screw that kid.
And he is the age where there's going to be some women who the first guy they kissed had a beard.
Oh, yeah. Like all of them now.
He's a novelty.
Oh, totally.
Got to be fascinated by that.
Yeah. Now I remember getting an email from a guy who apparently works at my son's high school back in the fall. And he goes, I thought he was a substitute teacher the first time I saw him.
I don't recall like any of my graduating class having a beard.
No, I had a Greek kid in our class who could grow a beard almost in junior high, but he never would do it because he was embarrassed by it. And his name was Gus. We said, Gus, you got to grow that beard. It was just, but he would never do it because he was embarrassed by it.
I recall several.
But nobody had it. I had a mustache, but I couldn't grow a full beard in high school.
There were a bunch of guys who were like going prematurely bald.
Oh, I've seen that.
By the time they were 17, 18, that would suck.
But a beard's being trustworthy. I get that.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Nobody trusts you.
I'm looking at three beards. I don't trust any of them.
It's just not the beard you're used to.
And I'm lucky.
You trust your wife.
My wife doesn't like the beards, although she could just be humoring me.
Well, right. I'm not
she
saying,
says that, but I don't
sure
know.
She likes clean, I'm sure she likes clean cut, too, but did she ever date anybody with a beard?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Except you.
Yeah, she did date you, and you had a beard, and it was her, so I guess she's technically...
That's different.
Yeah, I'm dating you, you have a beard. No, I don't. Yeah, it's me.
She says she doesn't like guys with beards, but I don't know that, like I say, she's not just telling me that because she knows
I can't grow one.
I can't grow
right,
one.
Right. Whatever. Humorous. We don't care.
Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah, that's true.
Make us feel good.
I'll take it.
We don't care.
Yeah. I don't like guys that are ripped and thin.
She says that too. Wait a minute.
Used to, till I met you.
That could be careful, ladies, what you say.
Wait a minute. I think I'm catching on to something here.
You get a guy with a few drinks in him, he can fire right back at you, and you're in trouble.
She's looking
and
for,
then it's bad.
The kind of guy that'd probably get his stimulus check first. That's what she likes.
There you go.
But ugly.
Dollar General is going to give its workers 4 hours of pay to get vaccinated.
Good.
They're frontline workers. They will eventually extend it to the distribution and transportation teams. They say it's only an incentive. They will not require workers to get the shots, but they obviously want them to.
I registered yesterday for the shot.
Oh, can you do that?
Yeah, but here's the deal. I registered. It's on a website. I'll tell you off the air.
Yeah, don't tell the public.
Well, I don't want...
You don't want that getting out.
No, I don't want...
I don't want somebody jumping in line.
No. Well, that's actually true, but that's not why I don't want to say it on the air. I don't want anybody coming back on us about this. A listener told us about it, so many people know about it. So I got on there, and I'm still going to be last because I got nothing. I got nothing. I'm not old enough, and I'm not unhealthy enough. You're just on the list now. So they're going to call me in June or something. You know.
Oh, to be old and unhealthy.
Right, exactly. I mean, not one thing. There are like seven or eight things you had to click on. Do you have any of these?
So you
nope.
We meet none of the criteria.
You got one. You got high blood pressure. Yeah.
Not anymore.
Well, you're taking pills, though. But that means you have high blood pressure.
I'm taking cholesterol meds, not blood pressure.
Well, I think that's on there, too. Maybe not. Maybe not. High blood pressure's on there. I'll find the website during
the break. Does the labial plateau fracture move you up the list?
No, they don't care. It calls you a pussy if you bitch about that. Yeah. That's not a serious enough injury for the vaccine.
That doesn't get you up the list.
No, I'm pretty sure. I mean, Craig had cancer, so I'm not sure if it's on the list or not.
And kicked its ass twice.
Yeah, they said, but did you kick its ass? And he'd have to write yes.
Yeah, I did.
They said, okay, you're last.
Yeah, no, you got to wait.
Whatever.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, I filled it out. I'm thinking, I got none of these, so.
But at least you're in there.
Well, I'd be in there anyway. I don't know if this is a big deal.
Right.
I think somebody told us that, listen, if you want to be on there early, well, early doesn't mean anything because I'm still not going to jump ahead of people that are old and sick.
No, you got to wait till.
And by the way, all the professions are not us. And I don't, this is where I will defend us. I don't understand why media is not on there. Because in March, we got letters saying we had to be at work.
Right.
And we got letters saying we were allowed on the street. Now, I'm not saying I was a doctor. I'm not a grocery store worker. I'm not a people out in the front line. I'm not a postal worker. These people are much more important than us. I get that because they're dealing with the public. But the media should be in there, too.
Ah, they're the enemy of the people.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
well, in this state,
about
sure.
That.
Right, yeah.
But they're also, come next week and this weekend probably, going to be a lot of people, media reporters, hanging around state capitals.
Well, first of all,
amongst a bunch of non-maskers.
These media reporters have been out the whole time with non-maskers since March, Todd. The TV people, they've been out covering all the Trump rallies that had no mask on.
Not only are they not wearing masks, they want to beat you up.
Right.
If you're media.
Right. Physically beat you up and kill you. Well, we digress there.
Didn't some foreign correspondent get beat up during the insurrection last
week? Probably, man. I saw more video of that thing yesterday. And I just couldn't believe the one shot. I didn't realize how many thousands of thugs. Organized, by the way, now. I've heard some people saying it's not organized. They're saying some congressmen might have had some, given some tours ahead of time.
This is where Nancy's office is.
Yep.
Make a note of that.
Female checking in on the beards. Jenny on line 3.
Jenny, what's up?
Morning, Jenny.
Well, my name is Jenny Penny, actually.
Okay.
Jenny Penny?
Yes.
Okay.
Jenny Penny.
That's your real name?
For real. I think my parents were smoking pot when they named me, but
they never called
you Jennifer Penny.
That's like your full first name, or
no? It's your last name. Penny's your
Jenny
last name.
Penny. Yeah. It's Jenny Penny. Okay. Penny is my last name.
Okay.
Jenny is my first name.
Yeah, because Penny would be a stupid.
All right, we've established that.
So you never went by Jennifer. You never went by Jennifer.
Yeah, I used to kick boys in the shin when they called me Jenny, but now I'm like over it.
Got it. All right. So what?
I was driving. I'm trying to get home. It's really late, right? And I heard you guys talking about beards.
What do you mean it's late? Are you driving? Were you working overnight?
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm driving home. I'm almost home. I heard one of you say, "Oh, my wife said, the beard doesn't really matter."
That's puss because he's beardless and hairless, basically, except for his head.
Yeah. Not true.
They like manly men, huh?
I'm here to tell you, a man who can grow a really good beard, that is so sexy.
Oh, man. Well, you don't want to sleep with Puss. We get that. But a lot of women do. Well, his wife.
Well.
Does, yeah.
Oh, it's like beyond.
All right. Okay, like Jenny. Beyond. Jenny's getting worked up driving home.
No, it sounds like that's a prerequisite if you want to get into Jenny Penny.
Like,
you better have a beer.
For real. And so, I mean, not every woman probably feels this way. But I'm just telling you, from my standpoint, I'm 49 years old, and a really good beard, oh, man, I can see it freaking across the room. Yeah.
Jenny's getting a little worked
up. It's a thing. It's a thing. It was a thing before beard's a thing for me.
Oh, okay, so, I got it. Oh, you always dug it. Okay, got it. Now, did any past boyfriend or husband or current boyfriend or husband have a beard?
Oh, like, I told him he should be a beard model.
So you're saying all of them.
Yeah.
Have you ever dated a guy without a beard?
Yes.
You dated a guy without a beard?
And that didn't last long, did it?
Well, obviously, I'm not with him.
Jenny Penny don't play. All right. Thank you, Jenny. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yep. I'll send you a picture of my guy with a beard, and you'll understand.
Send to Puss. We know what a beard looks like. Thank you, Jenny. He's flipping off everybody out
there.
He's
doing you.
Thanks, yep. Jenny.
Thank you, Jenny. Yeah, that's a tough name. You don't name your kid Jenny if her last name is Penny.
Now you tell him.
Yeah.
Although that would fit with the Tommy Two Tone song.
Jenny Penny.
Change it to Jenny Penny. Yeah. Who can I turn to?
Yeah. I dated a Jenny's. They don't like that song.
Yeah, I'm thinking they don't.
Because I heard that song all the time. Yep.
And had it yelled at their face.
Yes.
I got your number.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The rate of automobile crash deaths in the United States has risen this year. It seems we have been less careful drivers.
That's it. It's not because people.
Yeah, this kind of surprised me.
It did. People were off the road. You think immediately that would actually lessen it, but people drove faster and like idiots more.
There's been an increase in risky behavior like speeding, and according to the Federal Highway Safety officials, there's been a reduced police presence on roadways.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yep.
They also point to a lack of seatbelt wearing as a factor, along with increased drug and alcohol use.
God. Well, that's a factor.
Well, we've been doing it.
Yep.
Not necessarily driving with it,
I still
but people do.
Yep, you're right.
You know, we've been doing the first part, the drug and the alcohol use.
Yes. Yeah. Really.
I read you have the information there? The uptick of people that were over 100 miles an hour?
I remember that story.
That they pulled over?
Yeah.
Not over 100.
Back when the roads were clear, remember that? It was happening all over this state. I know that in Kansas.
It was in April that we started to see a surge in crashes and fatalities.
Jesus.
Most of them speed-related.
Yep.
And not wearing the seatbelt. That thing, too.
Yep. The higher share of people involved in crashes were actually ejected from the car, suggesting that they weren't belted.
Who doesn't wear
a seatbelt?
I know.
Here's who doesn't wear seatbelts.
Freedom.
Males. People between the ages of 18 and 34, and rural areas.
Yep.
So, if you are a male between the age of 18 and 34 in a rural area,
chances are you're an idiot. Not putting your seatbelt on.
Yeah.
Speeding became more prevalent during the pandemic. roads often wide open, officers making fewer traffic stops to protect themselves from the virus.
Oh, I never thought of that. Yeah.
When's the last time you've gone 100 miles an hour?
That's a great question.
I don't feel the need to go 100 miles an hour anymore.
Well, it's dangerous.
I know when I was in high school, you'd get dad's car with the 460 engine in it, so you had to see how fast it could go, but I don't do that anymore.
We both hit 100 from Vegas to Mesquite.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's going with the flow of traffic.
It was. I was with my dad, and you were driving separately. We were driving up there to golf years ago. And that road of the highway, people just take it off.
Yeah, it's Interstate 15 north of Vegas. And
I'm not sure what you rented. I rented a Lexus, and it was a beautiful car. And we're driving there, and I was going with the flow of traffic. I look over at Dad. I go, Dad, we're going 100. And we were going the flow of traffic.
Yeah, I was going 90 and getting past.
We hit 100, and I go, I can't do this. We back down to 90, right.
Now, I noticed my truck speedometer goes up to 140 miles an hour. I don't know if it can achieve that.
Probably not.
One way to find out.
I've maybe gotten it up to 90 passing a guy on the interstate, but I can't remember the last time I hit 100 miles an hour. I'm past that. I don't need to go 100.
No, it scares the hell out of me. I don't even like going 80.
I got no problem with 80.
Yeah.
80 to 85 on the interstate is pretty
fine.
We're pretty used to that.
On a controlled course. We did the road course in a Porsche, I think.
Yeah, but that's different.
Some years ago, and that was 130 miles an hour on the straightaway, but yeah, that's different.
For a few seconds.
Yeah. Just on the straightaway.
Right. More than number one is a racehorse trained by Gary and John Moore. He has just one win in 15 starts. He's up for sale. The description for the sale of More Than Number One goes like this. More Than Number One has been a model of consistency this preparation with plenty more to give to his new connections.
He loses all the time, so he's consistent.
His current owner has elected to go to auction with More Than Number One. Having been reluctant to geld More Than Number One, it's believed that his new connections, his new owners, may reap the rewards from the removal of his abnormally large testicles that have been deemed to cause restriction.
So the dude can't run because he's got big balls.
He's a lovely horse, and if he gets gelded, we think there's a lot of improvement left in him.
Balls get tangled in his knees, his horse knees, while he's running.
Is that a question?
Yes, it is.
For me?
Yeah, I don't know. Now, can you cut a horse's balls off?
You mean the gelding portion of the thing?
Is still considered a racehorse then?
Well, yeah. They race geldings all the time.
Got it. I'm on a horse
guy. I think a gelding won the Derby some years ago, but that's unusual.
That's a nutless horse, right?
Right.
And especially if they are abnormally large. No word on why the current owner will not remove the abnormally large testicles.
Well, that's what you call a guy with big balls, horse balls. We had a buddy of mine we called horse balls, you know?
Yeah, save your phone calls and your emails, by the way.
But if you got horse balls?
I don't need to hear about your big balls.
No, I don't want to hear that either. Yeah. Unless I got a beard on them.
All right, I guess I'll just discard this one.
Unless you have a video of you running and getting tangled up in your big balls and falling down, that'd be funny. But otherwise, I don't want to hear about it.
Like a basset hound tripping over its own ears?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a girl call in, oh, I love a guy with big balls.
And a beard.
Ah, stupid music.
You got small balls. I don't want you.
Don't even bother.
I got a husband that's a big ball model.
Come on, just turn off the music.
No.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.